Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, this probably feels about right. Man I'll never, what's it called again, Bo? A man I'll never be is a guy that ever gives up on anything, Andy. I'm not built that way.
Okay.
But damn it, these damn Falcons. They push me.
There's no quit. No. There's no give up.
No. No.
They got games left. We're going to talk about it. But boy, it has been a tough week as far as the news of the day, you know what I mean? Like, 5 losses in a row is tough anyway. Then the injuries coming out of it, and you don't know the long term. And then obviously we just find out about 20 minutes ago about Penix. Dave Archer joins us every Wednesday at this time, presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. And, you know, Dave, one of the good things about live radio is we do get to react in real time to breaking news. Sometimes it's fun breaking news. This obviously isn't, but interested to get your initial reaction to the news that just came out that Penix is going to have surgery on his knee. He's going to be out for a period of time. We don't exactly know how long, but just kind of your thoughts on the news.
Yeah, really disappointed for Michael. Certainly, I think there's been some positive moments this year and some negative moments, and that's kind of the way it goes in your first kind of 17 games. So it used to be 16 games when I played of your career, where you kind of start to find out what you can and can't get away with in this league. And he certainly discovered some of those things, and there was a lot more development that needed to happen over the rest of the season that I think he was going to be able to get, that we were going to be able to watch him kind of grow. But not going to get to see that now. So very disappointed for him. I think the organization handled extremely well because they did want to get a second opinion, which he did go get. I had a chance to visit with him, and he went and got the second opinion, and sure enough, they confirmed what was going on there. So he's going to have the season-ending surgery, which is unfortunate for him. And his spirits are high. He says, hey, you know, this is just one of those hurdles I got to clear. He's had to clear some hurdles before in his career. But I'll tell you what, guys, I'm really excited for Kirk. It's the irony here is rich. I mean, it's dripping off of this thing. I know you guys have talked about it. This is where it all started to go sideways last year.
Yep.
And now you can flip the script. There's a lot of people talking about how he can't play in the league anymore, how he's old, he's done. There's just a lot of stuff here for a veteran player that you can really shove in a few people's cans if you go out and get your thing done.
Dave, we were talking yesterday, and I heard you on with Dukesville, and the key word is finish. The key word is finish, because you've had opportunities, and I know that it all starts and stops with the head coach and everything. But talk about last game as far as, like, everybody had a hand in what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, no question, Randy, and I'm sure you had the chance to play in games like that. I know I certainly did, where, you know, I know everybody wants to point the finger at one particular place. And a lot of times the buck stops if you can't win with the head coach. I know that that's kind of where it's easy for people to point to, but man, if you got guys in position to make plays, whether it's catching the football, we talked about it last week, right? There was a couple plays last week in that Berlin game. If you catch the football, we're not even talking about Daniel Jones trying to make a fourth quarter drive to win the football game. Let's just talk about that for a second. How about his run? But in this game in particular, I mean, offensive lineman downfield on a screen play. How many times do you practice a screen in practice, Randy?
Three count.
Yeah, you practice it all the time. You practice it 3 days a week. You practice the screens, and you make that mistake. The holding calls, I think some of the holding, like Chris Lindstrom caught call for a hold, and some of it is stemming, I think, Randy, and you tell me, that when you're hurt, sometimes just your lack of ability to do what you normally do, now all of a sudden you start grabbing, you start reaching, you start getting out of position. I thought Lindstrom got called for a hold there. I mean, Wilkinson gets called for a hold on the first play of the game.
Yep.
First play of the game, you get beat inside by Scorton, and you get a 15, you get a 10-yard penalty to put you behind the chains. And that's just, I mean, Darnell Mooney, in all honesty, this is me talking, he looks like he's allergic to the ball. I mean, catch the football, you know, when the ball comes your way. So that's just a few things, just to sprinkle it around. You got a chance to tackle a guy in overtime. How many guys had a chance to tackle Tommy? Who'd ever heard of Tommy Tremble other than the guys that cover this game pretty closely? I'm sure you, Randy, as a tight end, knew who he was.
Not
I guarantee
clue.
You.
He's from here, isn't he?
Maybe. But if there were 60,000 fans in the stands or whatever was in the stands this weekend, I probably could have found 100 people who knew who Tommy Tremble was. They're probably related to him.
Yeah, they were, because he's from Johns Creek.
There you go. I mean, that dude ripped off a run, looked like Randy McMichael ripping through people. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's just a piece. I mean, there's so many things you point at, and that's what makes it maddening to try to get the ship going the right direction. That's where I think you got to concentrate, guys, on the fact that you're in position to win. Oh, even with all the crap that went on 2 weeks ago, they run for a million yards in the game. You still had a chance to win if you tackle a quarterback on third down.
Yep.
This weekend, the quarterback throws for a million yards. And even at the end, if you connect on that slant route, Drake and Kirk catch that football, they're out of timeouts. You're going to burn the clock and win the football game.
Yep.
You're in position to win. How do you find a way to win it?
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of different answers to the question I'm about to ask you, so feel free to use all of them, or maybe there's one that you think is more important. But with Kirk starting Sunday and for the remainder of the season, like, what's the biggest thing they can do offensively to make his life easier?
Well, it always, and I know you could answer this one, Andy, is you'd like to be able to run it with some effectiveness and maybe some dominance in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get Tyler and Bijan going like you did early on in the season, and even to a certain extent in this game this last weekend, if you could get those guys going, that makes things a lot easier for the play caller, makes it a lot easier for the veteran quarterback. I think the second thing I'd point to, and I thought we saw some of this, was I thought there were some better pockets this weekend for both quarterbacks that played. And I'm talking about cleaner pockets, where a guy's not getting driven back into your lap, where you're trying to throw it over the top of a guy like you're trying to throw it out of a hole. If I can step in and deliver the football with a little bit of zip on it, that's going to be important for Kirk, because he doesn't have the arm Michael Penix has. So he's going to need to be able to stride in and throw the football. You need to keep people off of him so he can climb in the pocket. Those would be a couple of things I'd look to.
Who's going to catch the damn ball, Dave? I mean, none of them are catching it. But I mean,
I got it. Can you come out here? I mean, the jug's gun ain't working, so I need Randy McMichael to come out and show people how to catch a football.
Man, please.
Second time this week somebody suggested by the way.
With these calcium-infused knuckles, there's no in hell I'm going to catch a damn NFL football day.
Just come out here and do some counseling, though. We need some counseling.
I mean, Dave, you've been doing this a long time, covering this team, Dave. You know this team. You talk to the players and everything like that. And, I mean, I can only speak for myself. You know, I'm all about, you know, with the next game, we got to keep going. But how do you feel the morale is in that locker room? Because, you know, you lost your leader. I mean, I know you lost the game, but it's finally come down that he's not going to be there.
It's a really, really good question, and it's really the question that really hasn't been asked. And the energy in the building, the people around the building, I don't care whether it's the people in the comms group or the people in new media or whatever it is, the players in the locker room, it is really good. That's a credit. And I know that we talk about coaching, what's coaching doing. That's a credit to Raheem Morris, because that's who he is. The energy in the building stems from him, and everybody is in a really good place. They're ready to go play New Orleans. They understand how big a game this is just this week, but they understand the rivalry and all the things that can happen here. And hey, you went 6-3 last year and the whole thing fell apart, and you started this year 3-7. Why can't you just rebuild it in the second half and flip the script like you did last year? I know nobody's even depending on that or even looking at that. I really think that there's an opportunity because of what we just talked about. You're in games. Finish the games, guys, and you win football. We could be here we could be sitting here 6-4 right now.
Yeah.
Easily 6-4. Not. So how do you do that in the second half? But the energy in the building, it's a great question, is really good. I talked to Bijan. I've talked to a number of players. There's some guys that are going to come back off injury potentially. I know we're losing a couple guys. You've got some guys coming back off injury that could give you a little punch in the arm as well.
Tell us about the team that they're going to see on Sunday. I know they're coming off a bye. Their last game, they went out and actually had a nice performance against Carolina and beat them 17-7. What do folks need to know about the Saints?
Yeah, they're always a defensive team. They're always a team that plays you rough and tough. I think that's one of their calling cards is to try to play physical. I think they're doing that. Now, it's not to the level that they've done it in the past. I think they're getting pushed around a little bit in the run game, which it tends to help us a little bit. They've been pretty good against, throwing the football. But they're middle of the road on the defensive side of the football. They got some aging guys that are still kind of carrying the load for them a little bit. From a linebacker standpoint, DeMario Davis has been around, seems like, forever. He's in his 14th season. But Cam Jordan are those two guys that carry the torch on that side. On the other side of the football, I think that's where they're pointing to kind of towards the future. Tyler Shuck is one of these kind of guys. He reminds me of a poor man's Josh Allen a little bit. He's got a big arm, can throw the ball down the field. He will shove it into coverage. He'll challenge you a little bit and maybe put the ball in harm's way. But he'll pull it down and take off. In fact, that's how he got hurt in college. He's about 225, 230 pounds. He'll come run at you, 6'5", big kid. But, hey, got to go stop the run. They're beat up on the offensive line. They got a bunch of young guys starting on the offensive line. How about this, guys? All of a sudden you look up and Atlanta's number two in the National Football League. It's sacking the quarterback.
I know.
Where'd that come from? How about that? Go get this young quarterback, put him on the ground.
Arch, we appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
Hey, keep up that positive attitude, guys. It's the next one, Randy. It's the next game, baby.
Got you, my brother.
Dave Archer there.
All right, man.
Falcons Radio Network analyst. That's right. Positive mental attitude. It's all you can control. You can't control what happens. All you can control is how you react to it.
Okay, Tommy Treble. True. Tommy Treble is a former dog, Greg Treble's son. So his dad played at Georgia.
Oh, is that right?
Okay, thank you. Thank you, P.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember if it was – well, it wouldn't have been on the broadcast because Dave was just telling us he didn't know who he was. So it must not have been on the radio broadcast. But I heard somebody talking about how he's local, went to Notre Dame.
Good for him.
Third round draft pick.
So, I mean, hell.
Game-winning play on Sunday.
Great job. I mean, at home, all your folks there?
Yep.
That's pretty damn dope right there, man. But, I mean.
Wish he wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. They would have did what they're supposed to do is called tackling.
Yeah, just tackle him.
Yeah. But they probably would have. He probably would have broke all their tackles.
Even if he didn't,
yeah.
The next throw probably would have been like Bryce Young threw for 320 yards in the second half of that game. Now, I guess if you include overtime, right? That's another drive. The man, and this is like, I'm not trying to pile on. I'm just saying facts that I have accumulated in my brain over the last couple of days since this game happened.
Yes.
He had only thrown for 300 yards in three games in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He threw for 318 in the second half.
Yeah. How many of those 300 games?
I don't know that answer.
Did he last year?
But definitely one of them.
Yeah,
one of them.
Because
44-38 definitely was.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, anyway, they don't got to play him this weekend, so that's good.
No, but I think the thing with the Saints, they're trying to determine if Shook is their guy. Mm-hmm. They're trying to determine, like they said, I mean, this dude – hell, you said he was Justin Herbert's backup, right?
He was Justin Herbert's backup at Oregon.
Yeah, and Justin Herbert's about to finish his 6th year in the league, or 5th year in the league, whatever. Yeah. But I think
he's like well into his second contract.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you still have guys like Alvin Kamara. My biggest thing, and I said it, is don't let Taysom Hill be that guy. Taysom Hill's always that guy. He beat y'all. He beat the Falcons ass playing quarterback. You know that game he started quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Two times in 3 weeks he beat the Falcons.
Yeah, beat the Falcons.
A couple years ago. Is he playing? Because I know he's missed a little bit of time.
I don't even know.
He played the last game against the Panthers.
Yeah.
What do you have? One carry.
Yeah.
So
they're going to double it.
They're just resting him up.
Yeah, they're resting him up.
They're biding the time.
For the damn Falcons to come down and do their thing, man. But, I mean, you just hope that the energy, obviously, it's still a rivalry game. They don't like the Falcons. Falcons don't like them.
One thing you can count on. It's gonna be very loud in that building. Saints fans are gonna be fired up for the game on Sunday because it's the Falcons.
Yeah,
like they know they're bad.
Yeah, so I mean,
but if you can beat the Falcons in your bad year, you still love it.
But yeah, I know that about it. But I think that's what I always talk about when you. I mean, that's why I was asking about the morale and everything because you still got a job to do. You still got a job to do, and the most important thing is nobody cares. Nobody cares, and meaning that what I mean by that is okay, injuries happen.
Oh, yeah.
Losing happens.
Yeah,
you know, but you still got to go do your job, and so
yeah, the other team's not going to take it easy on you.
And more than anything, once that ball's kicked off at 4 o'clock, you don't even think about it.
Yeah,
go play.
Well, they hope your morale is down.
You just go play.
They hope you show up all motivated.
They want to put a nail in the coffin.
Yeah, they would.
Yes,
you kidding me? You think Kellen Moore wouldn't like to win his first game against the Falcons as the head coach of the Saints?
No.
Like, it's just like, you know, some of these rivalries are just like college. Like, if you can beat your biggest rival,
mm-hmm.
your fans will forgive some of the stumbles. Like, and, you know, that's what he's coaching for at this point, developing young quarterbacks and trying to beat these guys. That's what they got.
Looks like Divine Diablo is going to play this football game. It looks like it.
Hey, looks some like good news.
Yeah, I mean...
That's good news.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, you take the good with the bad. Ain't nothing bad. Ain't no good enough that can overshadow the fact that you're starting quarterback stuff for the year.
No.
Yeah. And I love me some Divine Diablo.
That's, yes.
But that's
those things aren't.
Yeah, they
the
ain't.
The scale's
equal.
Not balanced.
Yeah.
In order to balance out the scale, I don't know what we'd have to do.
Yeah, I traded like 4 wins.
Invent a time machine.
Like four, yeah.
Like, Prime Julio's going to play.
Yeah. Like,
Still, I don't know.
Bring Tony.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If we invented a time machine, we'd
Tony,
be pretty
bring
good.
Bring Tony G back. Prime Tony. Good. Never mind.
That'd be good.
Prime, but you know that know what you're going to get? It's going to get caught?
Yeah. He's going to catch the football? Yep. Unfortunately, none of that's going to happen. But Divine Diablo is going to play. That's good. Hopefully they can beat the Saints. We'll come back. We'll talk some other NFL. Elsewhere in the league, NFL No Huddle, as week 11 is done, turning the page to week 12. Starts tomorrow night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.